In 1964, Disney's Mary Poppins hit the ground running and became a template for G-rated musical films for the whole family. Over the years, it's developed a reputation for treacle and for films that have no edge, empty calories. Some of that sweetness was corrected when Cameron Mackintosh chose to mount a stage version in London in 2004 with a Broadway version 2 years later. That version wound up running over 2,600 performances in New York and is now being mounted at San Francisco Playhouse, directed by Susie DeMilano, through January 12, 2019. Bill English, Artistic Director of San Francisco Playhouse.
Although it uses many of the songs from the Disney film, it's a play which is taken more directly from the book, and as such, it actually un-Disneyfies a lot of the conflicts in the story, which are basically cultural in terms of the haves and the have-nots and the 1% and the 99%. That's what she was writing about when she wrote the novels.
In the film, Julie Andrews has a crisp British accent, not unlike the one Henry Higgins taught her character in the musical My Fair Lady. But in the books, she's clearly of the lower class, with an accent more like Bert the Chimney Sweep than any of the Banks family.
And so our intention with this production is to sort of bring out those class struggles and to sort of give Mary Poppins a little more contemporary relevance, hard as that may be to believe.
The songs have also been rearranged, and characters from the books, most notably that of the park keeper, have been restored to their proper places. This is, and isn't, the Disney version. Bert the Chimney Sweep, a composite of two characters from the books and played by Dick Van Dyke in the film, takes an even larger role as both a character and the master of ceremonies, central in some respects to every scene. And he's played by Wiley Naaman Strasser, who owns the role here, and thus the show. Kudos also go to the rest of the ensemble, including Ryan Drummond as Mr. Banks, Abby Haley as Mrs. Banks, and Elle Baer as the title character, who surprisingly takes a back seat to the other adults and the two children. Usually special effects are confined to the bigger houses with bigger budgets, but San Francisco Playhouse goes overboard here. Mary Poppins flies, the chimneys emit smoke, objects appear and disappear, statues come to life, and kites fly across the stage. Despite the hype of the original film, this stage version has a superior libretto with more interesting characters, which is why, for at least this cynic, it's an unexpected holiday treat and a fine production for the whole family. Mary Poppins, directed by Susie DeMilano, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through January 12th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.